a big win for you guys tonight here. And it was not the prettiest of quarters to start off. Yes, you got the points early in the first minute to go up 7-0, but it just seemed like it was sluggish after that. I mean, it contributed a lot of penalties, but it was good to see your team kind of fight through some of the self-inflicting penalties, set up with some big defense and some big plays. And after you got a big third down conversion, it was really smooth sailing after that.
Yeah, you know, it's always tough as soon as you come out, and Ulysses has always played us tough. You know, you come out, you got to kind of measure each other up and see what you're going to run, and they always try to throw some quirks in there and just to see what we're going to do, and we throw something out there just to see what they're going to do. So,
well, you're able to kind of spread it out a little bit. You could tell Ulysses was keying in on Wyatt Hayes all night there, and he kind of had a tough first quarter, but once he got one catch there, kind of opened things up some more. But and on that 29-yard pass play on third down for him, and opened up some other things. Parker Volgmore found the end zone once there on a nice 10-yard run. Nice little birthday gift for him.
Yeah.
And Marshall Froh made a nice catch there from about 32 yards. Nice homecoming king crowning moment there for him. And then also Wyatt Hayes. He was so close to a punt return last week. He had a couple touchdowns already on the ground. He outdoes a 69-yard punt return last week with a nice 79-yard punt return for a touchdown tonight.
Yeah, it's always nice when you can score in all phases of the ball. You know, some people tend to, you know, they'll just kick it out of bounds or just let punts roll all the time. And when you have that extra side to it, it's always good to be able to score. So
I know there are some things you'd like to kind of work on, and this is really for the first time, maybe I should say, take that back, maybe the second time all year, some a little bit more of a passing team. And I thought your defenders really did a good job of taking care of business tonight. A lot of pressure on Walker all night. And also the secondary did a good job of playing assignment sound football.
They did. That's kind of one thing that we really hit on this week was make sure they stay disciplined, read their keys, do the small things right, and it'll take care of itself. And it did pretty well.
You get a big victory here, and you didn't expect to be like this 47-0 like that, especially with the points in the second quarter. But, you know, what do you guys maybe take away from a game like this heading into next week with districts?
You know, you take a step back, yeah, it's a big win, but there's always, and not to sound terrible and you know, put the game down or anything like that, but there's always things you can work on. Mm-hmm. Some missed blocks and things like that could have helped us in the long run and all that stuff. So just making sure that you take a step back and realize that, yeah, you might have won big, but there's still small things to work on. So
how about the defensive stop? Ulysses got it down to the 4-yard line and stuffed them about three plays right there at the 5-yard line, and that was a big thing for the defense. They hadn't had that all year.
They haven't. It's nice to get tested like that, and we got a good group of seniors out there that really kind of know how to rally their troops and get some of those guys fired up to make some good plays. So,
well, it's the Russell Broncos next Friday night here, a military appreciation night. And for the first time in three games, yeah, you'll be the home team, but you're going to don some different jerseys next week, and that's going to be pretty exciting.
It is. You know, we decided to try to do something a little different and, you know, pay tribute to our troops and all that stuff. And we went out and got some pretty good-looking digital blue, light blue camo uniforms, and I think they look pretty sharp, and I think it's going to be a good time.
All right, Assistant Coach Dakota Hayes joining us here. Beavers winning big here on homecoming, 47-0. Congratulations on the win. 4-0 in the year. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.